How Calling on the Lord Pleases Him by Sheila Cobb at HavingGod.com. Do you know that calling upon God pleases Him? It's amazing how many times this was encouraged in the Bible. Whenever we're in trouble and whenever we need help, we should call upon the Lord. It's not a bother to God at all. It actually pleases Him. Think about it. The Lord said in Psalm, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 50, verse 15. God wants us to call upon Him because when He works things out for us, we will glorify His name. That simply means we're going to love Him back. He wants us to love Him back because He's in love with us. God is obsessed with the human race. We are His creation. He's very proud of us. He died for us at Calvary because He loves us so much. He wants to save us from our sins and fill us with His Holy Spirit so that we could belong to Him forever and ever. He wants us to cry out to Him for help so that He can help us and love Him in return. King David called upon the Lord all the time. God blessed him so much that through his lineage, God chose to reveal His Son to us, Jesus Christ. The Messiah came from the seed of David. As David wrote in his psalm, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears." Psalm 18, verse 6. Whenever we need help and we don't call upon Him, it is actually a sin. Look at this scripture in Hosea. God says, "And they have not cried unto me with their heart, when they howled upon their beds. They assembled themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me." Hosea 7, verse 14. God was upset at His people Israel. He said they transgressed against Him and ran away from Him. Even though He had rescued them and redeemed them, still they run away from Him. Now their enemies have come upon them and they're being oppressed left and right, and yet even then they don't cry to Him. They cry and howl, but not to Him. You see how aggravating and upsetting it is to God to see His own people not cry out to Him. If we want God to be happy with us, we should always talk to Him and look to Him for everything. He loves us so much that we make Him happy when we're always looking to Him for help and talking to Him. He's a spirit that can see, hear, know, and feel anything and everything in this whole entire universe. He sees us all the time. There is nothing He doesn't know about us. The Bible tells us that He fills both heaven and earth with His glory, and that there is nothing that He doesn't know. And yet, He wants us so much to talk to Him. All it takes is for us to come to Him with all of our hearts, and He's right there. He sees us and knows us. Make friends with Him. Love Him. Reach out to Him, and you will have the whole world in the palm of your hand. Why not? Think of it. When you're friends with the One who made the heaven and earth, don't you have the whole world in the palm of your hand too? Prophet Daniel wrote about it. He tells us, "And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey Him." Daniel 7, verse 27. Jesus told His disciples that they were no longer His servants, but His friends, because He tells them all things. John 15, verse 15. When we come to know who Jesus is intimately for ourselves, because we talk to Him all the time, everything that belongs to Him belongs to us. We become His friends too. We have power over the principalities of this world because we are acquainted with Him. We belong to Him, and He belongs to us. So, if we want God in our lives, and if we want His blessings and His favor, we should always call upon Him. Calling upon the Lord pleases Him. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Prayer. Lord Jesus, You are so wonderful, Lord God. There is no one like You in the heavens and over all the earth. I love You so much, Lord. I thank You for Your great love for me. Father, I pray for Your grace and forgiveness and mercies upon me today. I'm sorry for the many times I have forgotten to call upon You when I needed help and instead tried to figure out a solution for myself. Please, Jesus, forgive me. Help me, Father, to remember to call upon You even when it's just a little problem. Help me to talk to You about it. Because You love me so much, there is nothing too little or too insignificant to You. If I can be trusted in little things, You have said that You will trust me as well in bigger things. So please, Father, help me to always cry out to You, big or small. Help me to always come to You and remember You. Help me to love You always and all the time and never ever forget You. I pray, Father, in Your most wonderful and lovely name, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Amen.